Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
The Mind Trench.
It gets old, does it?
What's happening on the Mind Trench this morning, Rob?
First off, right, Sunday I always have a little bit of a read-up of things that have happened during the week.
Nice.
And I read this article and I couldn't believe it, right? And the headline was, this happened last week.
Okay.
Great white sharks vanished from Cape Town and no one knows why. They've got to be the worst researchers and scientists I've ever met in my life.
Oh, Rob, you don't know how hard it is.
And then it went on to say they found some dead sharks with missing livers. It's a complete mystery. No, it isn't.
We all know what that
it
is.
Isn't.
It's
Pay
the
attention.
Orcas.
It's the orcas.
It's the orcas. We've been over this.
This is why sometimes I get really annoyed with scientists. Like, Google something first. Make life so much easier. Do you know what I mean?
Give a quick Google.
What if you've been led down a false lead and the orcas thing isn't even true and then...
Nah.
Okay.
Listen, if you're going to do something...
Hey, look.
If you're going to do a conspiracy...
Rob's done his research.
Nah,
the scientists
if you're gonna do
need
a conspiracy,
to step up to...
Surely you'd do something better than that.
Than orcas are taking the livers
from
sharks.
Yeah, maybe, but you just don't... You know, no.
Oh, that annoyed
anyway,
me. That
sorry,
annoyed
no,
me.
Fair enough. I can hear it in your voice. Just take
that's
a
not
breather.
Our topic today, though, is
oh,
it?
No. I got someone just Turkmenistan's daughter hell.
Turkmenistan's daughter hell.
Now, I actually knew nothing about Turkmenistan.
Where is it in the world?
Well, it's in Central... I'm glad you asked. Because it just so happens I know. It's in Central Asia and is bordered by Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Iran, and the Caspian Sea.
Blimey.
Great pronunciations, Rob.
Is the most sparsely populated republic in Asia. They used to be part of the Soviet Union and become independent in 1991.
Mm. That's not that long ago.
No. But it's not a very nice place to live, apparently. But from 1993 to 2017, citizens received government-provided electric, water, and natural gas for free.
That's quite good. That seems
so that's
not too
good.
Bad.
But they only stopped public hangings or public executions like a couple of years ago. So,
okay, so it all comes out in the wash, doesn't it?
Anyway, yeah. Back to the doors from hell.
Yeah, tell us about
yeah,
that.
Please, this is very
in.
Okay,
now, according to Turkmen, that's someone from Turk, it's easier to say it, a geologist, all them words, and I fell over on that
no,
one.
No, you're doing great.
Great.
Anatoly Bushmaking, in 1971, Soviet engineers thought they'd discovered a substantial oil field in the middle of the Karakum Desert. So they set up...
An oil field.
Near this village called Derwazi. They set up a drilling rig to assess the quality of the availability of the site. As they started drilling, it went straight through into an underground cavern.
Whoa.
The whole thing fell in. Fortunately, no one was injured. And they could smell all this gas. So they thought, okay, now poisonous gas is going to be going everywhere. Another scientist's decision, they decided to set it alight because the gas would go really quickly. It's still going.
Oh, what, it's still burning?
It's still going to this day.
Wait, so when was this?
1971.
71, and it's still burning.
I love how you're like, ugh, classic scientist.
But do you know what I mean? Oh, I know, they all set it on fire.
Yeah. No.
I told my children it's all right to run around the house with scissors, which it's not, by the way.
No, it is absolutely not.
But the scientist
don't
tells you this. Anyway, what I've got a question, why didn't the whole thing just blow up?
Well, so does this mean that it's like a leak from underground? Like it just
keeps coming. I know BFM listeners are really clever. Please someone explain it to me why it hasn't just gone kaboom.
Maybe it's just not quite enough gas for it to go kaboom.
Is this like the aerosol can thing that, you know, when you spray an aerosol can and then people light the end of it and as long as you keep spraying it, then
you keep having a flame,
explode.
BFM presenters are more clever than what I am.
No.
And they wouldn't say more clever than what I am.
I wouldn't say more clever. I would just say I went to a primary school with a lot of boys who played with lynx at school camps. You know, it was like very dramatic. Yeah. Lynx battles, they were called. You know, those awful...
Quite nice smelling battles, though, when you think about it.
Oh, my God, no. That's like...
But anyway, this
awful.
They've actually got the fourth largest... gas reserves in the world now.
Mm. That's quite amazing.
What you're saying is that there's this underground cave that's constantly on
fire. It's a crater now. It's got a diameter of about 70 metres and a depth of about 30. It's got all this boiling mud going and the fire. At night, it looks absolutely bonkers.
I'm Googling it now because I want to see.
But they've got absolutely no fences there or anything. It just happens. But it's actually being really good for the country for adventure tourism.
I bet.
Between 12 and 15,000 tourists a year from around 50 countries. Now, surely a New Zealand has been there because New Zealanders go everywhere.
This is crazy. It literally looks like the you know, Inferno, yeah. Dante's Inferno nuts. Or something.
It was actually featured in an episode of the National Geographic series Die Trying, called The Crater of Fire. An explorer, George Karunis, became the first person to set foot on the bottom
of the flaming crater.
I think I've just seen a picture of him doing that in this sort of like tinfoil looking, which is probably not tinfoil, but tinfoil looking suit.
A photo of the crater was also released for publicity for the 2014 Godzilla movie.
Oh.
And they'd sort of done it
there. It has got big apocalypse movie vibes going on here. This is pretty, pretty wild that it's still burning.
In 2013, the president of Turkmenistan, here we go, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedow, not saying that again, declared the part of the desert with the crater as a natural reserve. And this year, after rumours of his death, he appeared on state TV doing a manoeuvre in his car that involved spinning his tyres really quickly. I refuse to...
I've just seen a picture of this.
Yeah, I'm not using that word donuts, although I've just said it. I'm not using phrases or sayings this week.
Well, he's doing donuts.
You can't say that anymore.
Rob's also trying a new thing where he's trying not
just
to...
Just in case German DJs are listening to us.
He's trying to not use sayings and things like that, because we were talking about that last week. Yeah. And it's everywhere. Everything you say is like an idiom or a metaphor.
We was out in the kitchen earlier on and Tess said, really? I went, yeah, once I actually tried doing a washing up and drying up without using my thumbs.
It's a very specific thing to try
just
out.
Just because of our
just to try and see if
thumbs.
You could do it. Yeah.
It's so difficult.
This is the same thing here. We've evolved to speak like
did
that.
Did you see anything about why they haven't tried to put it out with water? Do they just they like that it looks like this? Do you reckon the scientist was just like, well, this will be fun?
Well, I think what they're saying is look, we can go down and just study this, and the government are onto it now.
Oh yeah.
Do you think he just couldn't? He saw it. He was like. Yeah. Saw gas and he was like, I can't help it. Oh, whoops, I've lit it on fire.
This is exactly what I mean about the lynx can and the lighter. It's exactly that same thing that makes
control.
But there was a great quote from a local.
Don't try that at home,
from
by the way.
Gozel Yakula from Turkmenistan's capital, Ashgabat. He said, it takes your breath away. You immediately think of all your sins and feel like praying.
Someone texted in saying there needs to be a specific mix of air to gas for it to ignite. That's why it doesn't explode. Too much gas and not enough air inside the cavern.
Okay, thank you. See,
exactly. BFM listeners, smartest listeners.
So, check it out. It's a nuts place.
It sounds amazing. Definitely give it a Google. It's quite...
It's interesting that they haven't, tried to put it out.
I think they talked about it, but nothing happened.
So they obviously they want it there.
I think they want it to say, look what we've got.
Look
at what we've done. Yeah.
Look, what have you done?
I wonder if anyone's tried
to recreate it in their backyard.
Don't try that at home, folks.
Mythbusters.
Don't try the lynx thing at home either. That's a bad idea.
We'll talk about it after the show, Rob.
Its official name is the Darvaza Gas Crater.
Yes, that's from a village, that local village.
Okay. Or the door to hell, or the gates of hell.
Gates of hell,
This is pretty cool. Go give it a Google. Thank you very much, Rob.
So scientists, Google stuff first. You swore then, but I didn't.
Scientists, Google stuff first. Wise words.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
If you've got something that you would like Rob